This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 518. 8 and higher speaking sample answers for IELTS early questions.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
On today's show, you'll hear us give native sample answers to IELTS Speaking Part 2 and 3 questions about being early, so you can prepare your own high-scoring answers for this recent IELTS topic.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing on that end? On that end of the microphone.
I know. Remember when I was in Boston and we were actually so excited? We're like, we get to be in the same place and record together, but we still had to go to different rooms
because
it just didn't work. That's the nature of podcast, you guys. It is not a visual or an in-person media. That's the nature. How are you, Lindsay? Anything exciting going on?
Well, what is exciting? Let me see. So tonight I'm going to my Buddha center, my meditation center for a talk like I do most Wednesdays. It should be good. It's a good time, you know, middle of the week, a good time to calm yourself down and like get some perspective.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that. Maybe even sitting for a little meditation will be good right now.
I think that is perfect timing. Guys.
Oh, yeah.
All Ears English. Man, we are just roaring forward in 2018. So much excitement. Also some IELTS excitement, by the way, but yes. Just letting you know, lots of cool projects in the works. Okay. So guys, we are going to give you just some sample answers today. We haven't done this in a while. And I found a question that we have not answered before, and it is a recent IELTS question for part 2 and part 3. So I'm going to do the part 2, and then I'm going to ask Lindsay the part 3 questions.
Yeah.
All right? Does that sound good?
Great. Looking forward to it. Here we go.
Okay. I'm going to get my timer out. So, let me read the... Yeah.
So what is the... Just to remind our listeners, if maybe they're new to the podcast or to IELTS, what is the time frame for speaking part 2? How long do we need to speak?
Yeah, so this is the tough part, guys. This is the hardest part for a lot of students, surprisingly. It's not part 3, it's part 2. So part 2, guys, you have 1 minute to take notes. And again, write your notes in English, and you need to write everything that comes to mind, okay? There's a couple tips about notes. They're really important because you can glance down at them while you speak. That's why they're there. I think some students like just finish their notes and throw them away before they start talking. But guys, you have to use them. And then you have to talk for 2 full minutes. So this is definitely something that it's really useful to hear our model answers, but you have to practice a lot of part 2 questions yourself as well.
Yeah, you have to get a sense of how long 2 minutes really is, like a sense without being able to study the clock, right? We need to know how it feels. Okay, good. Yes.
Exactly. Okay, so I'm going to answer the question that says, describe an occasion when you arrived early for an event. Oh, gosh. Okay. So, I mean, we never even take notes. We just tackle it spontaneously. Okay, cool. And starting my timer now. So I would say that I always arrive early for events. Let me just explain that about myself up front because I hate being late. I prefer to arrive like super early, like 20 minutes early, just so I can be relaxed, right? So you can approach the event in an unrushed sort of confident way, like, I've already been here. What are you fools doing showing up late? So this is a common thing for me to do. But I think most recently, I got to the airport way too early. This was last Saturday. I was going to visit my mom in Southern California, and I don't know what I did. I'm not that great at math, and for some reason... I was trying to do a million things at once the day that I was leaving, and I just didn't time it correctly. So I ended up getting to the airport like 3 hours before my flight, which it's only Portland to Burbank. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's a super short flight. So I got there 3 hours early, but you know what? It turned out so awesome because Powell's is a local bookstore and they have an outlet in the airport. And I found the most recent trade paperback issue of my favorite comic book called Saga. And I hadn't read it yet, brand new on the shelves. So I got to sit on my suitcase and read this comic book for literally 45 minutes. I was just sitting on the floor of this little bookshop in the airport reading the comic book. It was amazing because I don't take time like that to read during the day. I read before I go to bed. Like, that's my reading time. But I had this like, it added on to my vacation. It's like I started my vacation early by getting to read this book that I would have waited 6 more months to read, honestly, before it got to the library. So that's 2 minutes. Oh, wow. That was like spot on.
Wow, that was a long time. 2 minutes is a long time. But I love the story. I like how you took us to the airport. You know, I envisioned you on the floor sitting down there reading. Like, it was a very immersive story, I think. And I love that. It looks like that's what we need to succeed in speaking part two. Isn't that right?
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you want to prepare for success, check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System, guaranteed to raise your scores or your money back, and will pay for your exam. Check out all the students we've helped and their amazing scores at allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Guys, that is the key word, immersive. It's all about the details, right? It's describe the situation. Describe your feelings of the situations, where you are, what are you doing. Details. There are no wrong details. So really, the more adverbs and adjectives that you guys can practice using, the better, because that's how we bring our reader into the story, right? It's really completing that description. So shifting our focus from part two to part three, Lindsay's going to take on the part three, guys. Let me explain a little bit about it. Part three is more formal. These questions are not personal, but you can use personal examples to support your opinions. In fact, as adults, thinking spontaneously, that's most of what we have in part three, is our own life and experience. So that's fine. I mean, we can use our personal life. Just make sure you're still speaking in a formal way, always using complete sentences and trying to have a few more upper level words, right? Okay, Lindsay, are you ready?
Yeah, just remind me, how long is my answer in part three? How long should I speak?
So there's not really a time limit. I would say like about a minute.
Okay.
But like, you're not timed. Really, in part three, guys, we shouldn't focus on the time like in part two. I think that distracts us. Okay. We want to be flexible. So some of our answers will be longer because we have more to say. But at the same time, if you feel like you have answered the question in a strong, specific way, you can just finish and be like confident in that finish, you know?
Awesome. All right, let's do it. I just sat up straighter, so I'm feeling more formal there you go. Now with my vocabulary. Yeah,
totally. It totally helps. Okay. Let's see. Is it necessary to always be early for meetings and appointments?
I would absolutely say that it's 100% necessary to always be early, at least 10 minutes early, because in my past, in my history of, you know, having important appointments and meetings, I've always found that when I show up early, when I show up 10 to 15 minutes early, I'm able to gather myself and center myself. I like to come early. I like to go through some very specific breathing exercises, some breathing activities where I can make sure all of my activities are in order, all of the things that if I'm going to be presenting, I want to make sure that I have those materials ready, and then take a personal moment where I'm disconnected from the outside world. I can come into myself and I can center my mind and be ready to be on top of my game, be ready to really express myself and connect with whoever is in front of me. So I would say, yes, it's always necessary, almost always necessary, to be about 10 to 15 minutes early.
Awesome. applause. I really like the variation in verbs that you use, like gather myself, center myself, be disconnected. And then that idiom on be on top of my game. I love that idiom. Just like be at your best, right? Yeah. Top of your game. That's great. Yeah. Guys, I do want to draw your attention to one thing. Notice how Lindsay had like a nice closing, a succinct sort of one sentence summary where you use a filler, right? Like so or well, and then you just summarize in one sentence. That is part of our three keys strategy system, guys. Yeah. Remember, if you want to have the guarantee that you will increase your IELTS scores this year, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, because if you don't increase your scores, you get your money back from the course and we'll pay for your exam. All right. So yeah, pretty just awesome. Lindsay is demonstrating one of those strategies.
Exactly. And you guys, you know, we recommend the personal coach plan, because when you go ahead and you grab that, you do have a chance to meet with Jessica. You know, after you've gone through our course, you understand our strategies, then you get her personalized feedback based on what exactly you can do to increase that score even more before test day, right? It's very personalized and specific. Very cool.
Exactly. I'm having an awesome week with personal coach sessions this week, guys. I have, I think, like at least 3 students a day. So, so you do have to schedule in advance. So keep that in mind. But the time is amazing. And I could tell you, like, just from a personal standpoint, how just professionally satisfied I am. And I like figure it's like a puzzle, right? Like I listen so carefully to how you guys answer the questions, and I could see your mannerisms on Skype, right? And I could see the body language, just taking all of your communication into account, and then really seeing what is your personal strategy for being relaxed, being confident, performing at your best on test day. And that's not just for speaking, for writing as well. So definitely upgrade to that personal coach package, guys. Get in touch with me. Tell me what week you need it, and we will get you on my schedule.
Awesome. Love that. Love that. So good. So effective. And it works, because if you've seen our success stories, you know that it actually works, right? I mean, people have increased their scores, especially due to these sessions. They really are a good way to get ready.
They're really a good way to get ready. Yes. That's a motto.
We've had better mottos over the years, I think.
It works. It's simple. Simple and effective. Now we know. Okay. Awesome. Right. So, guys, practice your own answers to today's speaking part 2 and part 3 questions, and go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And then you can learn the complete system of strategies to increase your next IELTS scores.
Awesome. All right. We're out of here, but we'll be back next week for more great IELTS insight.
Woohoo. All right, Lindsay, enjoy your meditation this evening.
Yes, I need it. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Talk then. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.